Hey everybody, I'm sitting here with Mark Reed. He is the host of the Zen Sandwich podcast. The Zen Sandwich is for the independent thinker and anyone who embraces life despite its absurdity. Mark Reed is a professor, a lawyer, and a Japanese papermaker. He is here to inspire, encourage mindfulness, make you laugh, and give you a realistic 21st century view of the Zen lifestyle. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. That was quite a generous promo. I mean, I wrote it myself, but I feel I should dial it back. It might be a little bit much.
For anybody, for context, I just pretty much took what he wrote on his podcast summary and read that to you.
I love it.
So tell us, from kind of that intro, we kind of get an idea of who your target audience is for your podcast. But could you explain it just a little bit more clearly? What are you talking about on the show? Like, who's listening to you?
Oh, great question. Because I might not make it clear enough in my intro and whatnot. I want to bring Zen thought to a Western audience on a very basic level. In other words, my podcast is not for like the aspiring Buddhist monk. I don't recommend people to like go meditate for 5 hours at the top of a mountain. Mm-hmm. I want to give you something realistic, like just what can people do in their day-to-day life, mm-hmm, to just calm their mind and spread some kindness in the world. That's it.
Awesome. So when did you start your podcast?
December. So I'm new too, 3 months old.
Okay. What was like your motivation for that?
Well, also a good question. I think artists get, and I'm hesitant to call myself an artist, I'm certainly not, but I think artists get inspiration by looking at art, right? Mm-hmm. You look at a Van Gogh, at a Rembrandt, and then you think, I want to paint, right? Well, I love podcasts, and I love listening, whether it's just in the background while I'm doing dishes or mm-hmm whatever, I like listening to intriguing thought. And I thought, well, I want to produce that. I want to create that too. So that was my initial motivation.
Sure. Cool. Kind of learn it by or doing or be on a part of it by doing it.
Yeah. Just something that moves you. Well, it makes you want to move other people mm-hmm too. And whether I'm successful at that or not, or, yeah, it's a different question, but I've been inspired by listening to podcasts, and I thought, well, I want to, if I can share something with the world, I want to do that too. That, I know that ultimately we're going to talk about like money and whatnot, but ultimately my motivation is that if I can share goodness, if I can share positive energy,
yeah,
in the world, I want to do that more than anything.
Awesome. So obviously there's multiple ways to share, good energy and multiple topics you could talk about. Why did you pick like the Zen lifestyle?
Well, I live in Japan, so that kind of has an influence. And that's a tough question to answer in a nutshell, but I'll package it. I grew up in Alabama. You might be able to hear a little bit of my accent. I try to turn it down. I try to turn the volume down on my accent a little bit when I do things like this. But I grew up in a very conservative Christian environment, and mm-hmm, I'm not knocking that. There's nothing wrong with that. I certainly don't have an agenda to dispel anyone's faith. But I did go to college and learn and studied religion academically, mm-hmm, and then I traveled and met people around the world that think differently than I did in my little community in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
And, it expanded my mind to realize that, okay, we all have a kind of conception of reality and God. And, you know, again, I don't want to get into all this, but you know, what's the meaning of life, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so after much trudging through academia and my personal studies, you know, I've come to some realizations and I wanted to put it into a podcast and give it to other people if they find it meaningful.
Awesome. So
a long-winded speech, but you know that there.
Oh, that's all right. The end. So you started in December 2020. Starting it, most people have like an expectation or some sort of like, this is what I think is going to happen or how I'm going to feel. What was your realism to expectation on the beginning of your podcast?
That I love this question because I feel like I was pretty realistic at first. Like, I know I'm not going to be Joe Rogan out of the gate, right? Yeah. None of us are going to be, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm a little older. I'm in my mid 40s, so you know, I kind of had realistic expectations. And so I was completely content to just do what I love. And I was completely content if I had 10 listeners, right? Now I'm well over that now, and I've got a following, and that's great. But I really, my initial motivation was just like, hey man, I'm just doing this because I love it.
Yeah.
And that was the truth, right? At the same time, I will address another aspect of your question, is that I have been disappointed that the growth, you know, doesn't happen overnight. Like, you know, I'm 3 months into it. I'm like, well, why aren't I Joe Rogan yet? why don't I have 1 million followers? I'm awesome. My content is terrific. Why?
Didn't you hear the intro?
So, you know, it goes back and forth in my, you know, my ego battles the, you know, back and forth.
Yeah. And I think podcasting is one of those like slow growth, especially if you have like a weekly show and especially if you have like a monthly show, but it's like you eke up every week just a little bit, you know, maybe 3 or 4 or 10 more people listen to your podcast that never heard of it. 5 people forget to listen to this week. And then you're like, okay, I'm making progress, but it's going to be, you know, a long time before I'm anywhere close to, you know, 4 digits, 5 digits, 6 digits of downloads.
And that is it. It is a slow process, and you have to constantly remind yourself of that. But I will occasionally get, I kid you not, like yesterday, I got an email from a listener, and I don't even know this person from Adam, and they wrote a novel in their email, like, I love what you're doing, mm-hmm. you know, just all this stuff. And I was like, it's worth it for that. Like, even I don't make another dollar, it's worth it. I touch somebody's life. It's worth it.
Emails from the listeners, best. That's the best, literally. Like, you're like, yes, someone's listening.
Right.
Especially I touch when it's one somebody you person. Don't know.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, okay, I could get a email from my mom, like, good episode. although she didn't even know what my podcast was, my other podcast outside of this one, was until like episode 14. I had to explain to her what a podcast even was. And she's like, oh, I should listen to that. I'm like, yeah, mom, you should. okay, so you started going, you're 3 months in now, where you're monetizing a little bit through Patreon. How does that look? And when did you say, like, was it always the plan to do some sort of Patreon monetization from the beginning, or when did you start that?
You really do well on your questions. I because I think when you start out, you start out with the passion, which is, well, if you really want to do this, you start out with the passion, because most of the stats will show that the majority of podcasters drop after six episodes because their heart's not really into it.
Yeah.
And so those of us who make it past six or seven episodes, and I'm on 30 right now, you know, I want to do it because I love it. Right. And so I'm going to keep doing it. I don't make any money. I mean, I make a little bit of, I don't make money because all that money goes back into the podcast.
Yeah.
Right. So this just covers the cost of my website and stuff like that. Anyway, to get to your question, when I started, I guess I had notions of like, oh, I'll eventually get a sponsor or something like that. But it changed into me thinking like the NPR model. Like, I just want to be listener supported. Like, I want to be, that keeps me honest, because that keeps me like, I've got to make my content good.
Yeah.
For my listeners to want to give a dollar. Let's say they just give a dollar for an episode, right? You liked what I said for 30 minutes. Okay. Is that worth a dollar? You know? And if I could do it that way, if I could get big enough that I get listener supported, that my listeners like the content I'm putting out and it's worth a buck for an episode, you know, anyway, when I got to that mindset, I went to the Patreon route. And my initial patrons were friends, but I was really surprised at how high they went. I created three tier levels, $3, $5, $10. And they all went for the $10. Like, they're willing to give 10 bucks a month for me to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was inspirational.
Yeah, awesome. So what? At what point did you set that up in your podcast?
At 1,000 downloads, and I was kind of, when I first started out, I thought, "Oh, at 100 downloads, I'm going to start monetizing." And then I realized 100 is nothing. Like, 100 downloads is nothing. It's nothing. like of those first 100 downloads, I'm probably 40 of those. Like, just going on this. Going on to Spotify and whatever, just downloading my crap over and over again. So I realized that was nothing. And so at 1,000, I think I'm close to 2,000. I'm still tiny, man. I'm still small, but I know I'm doing some good, and I know that people like what I'm doing. So I'm going to keep going at it. But yeah, I waited until I hit that 1,000 mark.
Okay.
And then I went on to Patreon.
How many episodes were you in when you hit the 1,000?
Probably about 20. I'm at 30 now, so probably 10 episodes ago. Yeah, something like that, I'm guessing, but yeah.
Okay. And so you must be kind of ramping up then and growing pretty good if you hit 1,000 at 20. Now you're close to 2,000 at 30.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, you know, if you heard the adage, like, it takes money to make money. It's like, you know, I feel like it's easy for rich people to make more money because you can 100%. Invest all.
The, oh, yeah.
Right. It's, you can invest all that's necessary to build a business if you already have the money. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So my growth at the beginning was slow because I'm literally just I'm knocking on doors like, hey, man, will you listen to my podcast? Right.
Yeah.
But now I'm finally getting to the point where some people find it worthwhile. And they're telling somebody else. And then those people are telling somebody else. So now the growth is like kind of going like, you know, I don't want to say exponentially, but it's definitely the incline is greater. Up. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I always say it's the hardest change is 0 to 1. Like nothing to something, and then 1 to 2, 2 to, you know, 7, whatever, like that's good. But the hardest, like the hardest dollar you'll make in your podcast is the first one. The hardest episode that you'll put out on your podcast is the first one. And
100%, I agree with that 100%.
So as far as like Patreon supporters, covering, you know, your websites and kind of your hosting fees, do you have anything left over to, or have you done any sort of like paid marketing besides, or any paid marketing at all, I guess?
Only, I love this question too. You're on fire today, dude. I have only paid for Pinterest.
Interesting. Okay,
so yes. Okay. And it still is interesting and fascinating to me, because you can change your the amount you want to spend on marketing and on Pinterest. So I set it at like $1 a day. I live in Japan, so it's 100 yen for me a day. And I did it for 2 months, almost like for 60 days. I did see a substantial increase. So like, okay, let me explain briefly, and you can cut out whatever is not essential here. But when I started on Pinterest, because when I started the podcast, I knew that I needed to hit every social media avenue, but I'm also limited in my time, right? I can't market on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook. You can't do everything. If you do that, you're gonna die, because you're gonna kill yourself just trying to like put everything out on every social media platform. So it's better to be good at like two or three. Just pick your two or three: Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Where those are my three, actually. And pick those three and then just hammer those. Forget the others, you know. Later, pick them up when you get so big you can hire people or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But, hit three that you specialize in. Anyway, Pinterest was interesting to me because I could make a pin and put it on Pinterest and it would get like, 30 clicks or something, which is nothing. And then I paid $1 a day and it got 14,000 clicks. Like it just went through the roof, dude. It like went through the roof.
So for somebody listening, and I'm not that familiar with Pinterest either, explain what a pin is and what would they be clicking on?
Well, you're talking to an old dude, so I don't know what the hell a pin is either, but I had to learn. I had to learn all this stuff. So you make a little cover sheet, just the way you would on a cover pick, the way you would on a Twitter or a Facebook post, but you make it per Pinterest dimensions or whatever. And then you can add a little caption and a title and a link. And then for $1 a day, if any would-be podcasters are listening to this, if you have a little bit of a budget, for $1 a day, you can put your stuff on Pinterest and you'll get 1,000 people that see it. I can't guarantee they're going to click on it. Mm-hmm. That's up to you to make the pin look good and the caption worthwhile, but it'll get in front of 1,000 or more eyes in, instantly.
Wow. That's from my experience, that's a lot more than say a LinkedIn or Facebook. If you spend $1 on there, you're not getting in front of 1,000 people.
Here's why I love the idea of your podcast. As an old guy, as I just admitted, I'm struggling with all these different social media avenues, and I have different theories about all of them, and I won't go into all that stuff, but LinkedIn is kind of peculiar to me because it has an aspect of Facebook in that I can put something on there that it can sit there for 3 days and then you can find it, right? Versus Twitter. Now I now have 3,000 followers on Twitter. That's nothing. I've interviewed people with 145,000 followers, right?
So I have 7,000 on Twitter. So
right. I mean, Twitter like is a beast all of its own. But like I'll put something on Twitter and it's like it is so hit and miss. Like I'll get something that'll go, I posted something about like a dog getting rescued and it got retweeted. It got like 10,000 retweets. It just went viral for my neighborhood. I mean, not literally viral, but you know,
yeah.
And then I'll post like what I think is like the greatest clip ever from one of my interviews. Like nothing, tumbleweeds and crickets. Like nobody cares.
Yeah.
But LinkedIn, excuse me, LinkedIn has, I'm still trying to figure it out, but it's like a mix of Twitter and Facebook because you can leave something for 3 days and somebody finds it, but you know, it's superficial like Twitter. Like I could just make a connection with you. I don't know you on LinkedIn and you're like, yeah, fine. What? But Facebook seems more personal. Like if I do a friend request, you're like, I don't know you. I've never met you.
Yeah. So you don't, I have a bunch of friend requests sitting in my like, I have one mutual friend. I doubt we've met.
Right. But LinkedIn, you kind of don't care.
Yeah.
But you know, My point is ultimately is it on avenues like Twitter and Instagram, those platforms are geared so that you don't click off of them. Mm-hmm. So if you're a podcaster and you have because Instagram and Twitter is just constantly moving, it's moving so fast. And so if you're a podcaster and you put your audiogram or whatever your promo is on Twitter or Instagram, maybe somebody likes it a little bit. But they're so interested in Twitter and Instagram that they're not going to click away. They're not going to go to your stuff because they're just locked into Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. Whereas LinkedIn or Facebook, you know, they don't mind opening another tab and going to your
desktop and stuff. That's a good point. And I come from a marketing background. I haven't done too much in Pinterest myself, but that platform in and of itself, it's really built on clicking away. Like you have a recipe, you're like, I go to the recipe website, you know, you have stuff. So that makes a lot of sense, especially for, you know, when you're trying to get somebody to go from a social media platform to your podcast. That's why I've heard a lot of podcasters spend a lot of money on, you know, Facebook or Instagram, or even LinkedIn, like advertising with very little like actual number growth from their podcast. But like you just said, the platforms aren't built for somebody to click off of them, and they actually have algorithms in there, you know, whatever behind the scenes that like, hey, if you have a link to a outside website, like we're not going to show you as much. I mean, you can post, if you want to do this experiment, just post two different things on Facebook, like a day after each other, one with a link, one without, and see the difference in reach. Like it's crazy.
My research has shown, and I do a lot of research to maximize my opportunity here, right? Mm-hmm. And my research has shown that Facebook ads are worthless, that you're wasting money. I have not interviewed like in terms of my podcast, but just talked to people. Let's say out of 50 people I've probably asked, maybe two of them said Facebook ads produce something, and then 48. And the stats are probably somewhere in that neighborhood that like, you know,
but you definitely got to know what you're doing. Like you can waste a lot of money on Facebook.
No, that's it. And why waste, you know, if you want to market your podcast, do it right. Mm-hmm. Don't throw money into the wind. Right. And, I'll tell you something else is important. I mean, given the theme of this podcast, timing is everything. If I put something on Facebook or Twitter, if I put it, and I live in Japan, so I have to look at the clock and know what time it is in the United States. So like it's right. So it's like 8:30. I'm looking at the clock right now. It's 8:30 a.m. for me in Japan, but that means it's 6:30 in Central Standard Time. Mm-hmm. And I have to constantly know that 6:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And this is actually a prime time. You need to hang up with me and go promote your podcast right now. Like, I need to know, because if I put something because it's convenient to me, like at 2 p.m. for me, that's midnight in Central Standard Time. Nobody's going to see it. And it gets buried, especially on Twitter. It gets just buried. It gets lost.
Yeah, Twitter is such a timing thing.
You got to look at the clock when you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with your, are you still spending money on Pinterest then? And are you sending them to a website that like you've built, or is it, I guess I could go look at your website if you have one.
I do.
redcircle.com/shows/zen-sandwich.
Well, that's my podcast website. I do have an actual website where I have, but also kind of a blog that goes along with my podcast. And okay. It's just zensandwich.com.
Okay. Is that where you're sending people then, to your blog?
Another great question, because I don't know. Okay. I don't know what to do. Right. So I'm in that boat where, yeah, like, I don't know. Do I send them to my blog? Do I send them to my Red Circle? That's my host for my podcast. Do I send them to a specific episode? Do I send them to the general, mm-hmm, you know, because I get one shot at it, one, yeah, link.
And can you?
I don't know.
So your blog, is they like correlate with your podcast? Like you're talking about this and then this is a blog on that?
Yeah, I would say that the blog has taken on a life of its own separate from the podcast. Okay. Because I will put people's articles. If somebody writes something, and it could be political, it could be philosophical, or, you know, just social commentary, I'll put it on there, and it may not represent my views, and that's fine, you know, and I'll put it on the website. So the blog has a separate life, I think, than my podcast.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I know there's a way in most hosts you can embed your podcast, like...
Oh, mine's there.
In there.
Yeah, okay. It's there. If you go onto zensandwich.com, you know, in the middle section of that, of the homepage, like you can listen to any episode, you know, there's a player there.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Yeah. So I guess, from my opinion, it probably makes sense to send people to zensandwich.com then, because then you have the blog and the podcast, but.
Sounds good. I should hire you as my marketing. Like I said, I don't know what I'm doing.
yeah, well, okay. So we're getting close to the end of our time here, and we've kind of actually talked about where people can find you just now, which is kind of nice. Sure. But if you could leave somebody listening with knowing that, hey, you know, Mark is new, he's still figuring it out, like you are, that are listening is probably still trying to figure it out too, what would be one piece of encouragement or advice in your experience, Mark's experience from podcasting, that you want to leave the listener with?
The listener being like fellow podcasters or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, someone who's going to listen to this show is probably going to be a podcaster or want to be a podcaster by the nature, terrific, of it.
Okay, good. Do it, period. Just do it. You know, like everybody that starts out the first time hearing your voice, you know, you go back and you listen to your voice for the first time and you're like, oh my God, I hate my voice, or, you know, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like, just, you know, I don't know. I don't want to swear on your podcast, but, you know, just freaking do it, man. Just put it out there and just keep doing it. If it's stupid, so what? Nobody will listen to it again. Just, yeah, keep, you know, don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Just keep pushing it. Just keep, yeah, putting it out there.
Awesome. And don't put too much pressure on yourself right away, because, right, there's a learning curve to everything. So,
exactly.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being here, Mark. This was a very fun conversation. So I'm hoping the listeners get good value out of this. If there's anything from this episode, go check out Pinterest, do some of your own research on it, and you know, play around with it. See if it's something that might help you in your journey. So thanks so much, Mark.
I, I literally, no worries. I literally saw like thousands of clicks by paying $1 a day. Like that's how much Pinterest like spiked, you know, people finding me. So it doesn't mean that I found loyal listeners. That's the other thing. You got to make your pin good. You know, the content always has to be good. That's the other thing. You can't just, I know we're short on time. Here's what I would advise if I could do a second bit of advice. Because I listen to podcasts and I listen to people like you and me who are new or are fairly new at starting out on this. If you are just going to set up a podcast for you and your buddies to just sit around and talk crap about nothing, how are you any different than me just going to my Starbucks and overhearing like the next conversation? script your podcast, plan them out, you know, like at least have bullet points for them, you know, do edits on the audio, like care about it, care about the production value. If you just think I'm going to start a podcast because I'm funny and you just sit around with your friends and you talk a bunch of stuff, nobody is going to care about that.
So true. My friend and I, we run together and we always joke about how we should turn our running conversations into a podcast. They make absolutely no sense. I don't know if you're a runner or not, but when you're 6 miles into a run, stuff stops making sense. So I don't think it'd probably be very high production value, but it'd be funny for us to go back and listen to it. So
there you go.
But cool. Thanks so much, Mark. Again, we'll wrap up here and we're done now.
All right. Well, I enjoyed it. Thanks for the invite.
All right, show's over. If you found value, leave us a review. Otherwise, join us in the Podcasters Connections Facebook group. See you next time.